That does it. I have had enough. Who, me? He says. Yes, you. Do you think you're being funny? You and this girl? No, lady, don't bother telling me what your name is. I'll have forgotten it in 5 minutes anyways. Yes, I can see you were in the middle of something, or the middle of someone. My neighbor, to be exact. This is because I knocked on his door last month to complain about all the noise he and his latest hookup were making. And after that, he thought it would be so funny to make out right in front of my door every time he brought a new girl home, huh? Oh, did he tell you it was something special when he scooped you out of the club or bar or wherever he found you? Sorry, Tets. You've picked the biggest man whore in this apartment building. He'll say whatever he thinks will make you drop your panties the fastest. And it looked like it was working. Yeah, I saw you two. With your hand in his pants and then pushing your bra up. Right there. In the middle of the hall. Hey, it's better that I tell you than you find out when he doesn't call you in the morning, right? What's wrong, neighbor? You're looking a bit cross. Oh, don't worry. I'm not here to cock block. Though, I'd be justified if I did. I just wanted to let you know that it's time for a talk between us. And there's no time like the present. What I'm saying is, here's a 20 for your date to call a ride home because I'm just that nice. While you join me in my apartment so we can clear the damn air already. Come here. No, no, shh. I'll tell you what I'm doing. In the meantime, you need to shut the fuck up and let me talk. Good. You, my man, have been playing with fire. Did you think this little game you've been playing every weekend for the last month was funny? Did you enjoy putting on a show the first time I looked out into the hall to see what all the moaning and thumping was? And did you enjoy pressing those other girls right against my door and being as loud as you could? Did it give you some small sense of triumph when I turned the TV up to drown you out? We can't go on with this, with you doing this silly little prank. Do you want my attention? Fine, you got it. My undivided attention. Was it just to annoy me? To get back at me for when I was slapping on the wall with my shoe? That time when you were with that screamer who kept telling you to go deeper when I was trying to get to sleep? Or was it your kink making me listen? Oh my god, it was, wasn't it? Some twisted form of exhibitionism? You are such a douchebag, you know that? Did you flatter yourself that I was getting all worked up? All hot and bothered listening to you and seeing you through the peephole in the door? I bet it did. You seem like the kind of guy. Well, your sick little fantasy was entirely accurate. Yes, I've not been getting any for a while. So what do you think it does to me when I can hear and see a handsome guy like you going at other women? Give me just enough so that my mind fills in the blanks. Did you even think about that? You know, you really are a jerk. Good job, you're hot. It looks like someone needs to teach you a lesson on how to be a good neighbor. And good neighbors attend to each other's needs. They don't make them worse. I'm doing the talking here. Does a hand over your mouth make that crystal clear? From now on, I'm in charge. You are going to be taught some manners. Not if you understand. Good boy. Take your shirt off and get into my bedroom. Oh, yes, I got it ready. I've had plans for you. On the bed. See? I said I wasn't a cock blocker. Tonight, I get to see if those girls were just easily impressed or if you've got the goods to back up all that bragging. But first, give me your hand. That was an order. You're getting tied to the bed. No arguing. You get me this worked up, well, you've just got to take responsibility. You had no idea what you were letting yourself in for, did you? That's a good boy. You don't look quite so cocky now that I've got your wrist secured to the bedpost. Now then, let's just get my clothes off. You like what I've got under this dress? Yeah, I've been preparing for this. Bought a new set of lingerie. You think the red silk looks good on me? The bra, the garter belt, the black stockings. There were panties too, but I won't be needing those tonight. You're already straining against the scarves. I must be doing something right. You'd love to get your hands on me, wouldn't you? Just so confident that I'd melt into your arms and do whatever you say, aren't you? Cocky bastard. I think I get why you never tried this with me. We both know you'll bang anything that's female. You're scared. You can't handle me, aren't you? You're right. Don't believe me? I think your dick believes me. Trying to hide in those pants, hoping I won't notice it. Let's just open you up. I can see your dick under your boxers. Come on now. Don't be shy. Now, let's just spread your legs. Settle in between them. Just a little bit of oil on my hands and let's go to work. Oh, yes, don't look away. Just watch what I'm doing to this lovely cock. Just watch my hand squeezing it. My fingers just pulling up to the head, tickling, teasing. Look how shiny it is. The oil makes it feel so much different, doesn't it? This must be driving you crazy, huh? Not just because of how good it feels, but because you always like to be in charge, don't you? I bet if I just untied your hands, you'd show me who the real boss was, Just roll me over and make me beg for this cock. Too bad. Because your role right now is to lie there and moan as I just work you over. You had this coming for being such a manslut. Let's get some on those balls. Roll them in my hand. See? Isn't this so much better than what you'd have done with that random girl? See? I know from what I overhear that you're enthusiastic, but you don't have much patience. You get a little carried away, you know? Rush to the main event. But when everything else sounds so good, I think you're worth a bit of work. So I'm just going to train your cock to slow down a bit. Like, no. Because you nearly came there, didn't you? Let's just slow down. Cool you off. Maybe this will help. If you come, I'm kicking you right out. But if you want to see how good this evening could get, you just hang in there, okay? Think you can prove yourself? Even if I start to suck on your cock, huh? If you can't handle this, you shouldn't motivate me so much. It is all your fault. You can say you quit at any time you want, but you'll have to go home if you do. Oh, defeated. Let's try a little deeper. Damn, you actually lasted. I'm impressed. Even if you look like I damn near killed you. But it worked, didn't it? I've got this cock so hard. Harder than any of your hookups could ever get it. Should have just come to me first thing rather than playing silly games. Then I wouldn't have to teach you a lesson like this. But I'll let you cool off for a bit. While I just get this vibrator in. No. You sit there and watch as I just run. Oh, yeah. This is your competition. You think you can do a better job? Watch what I'm doing. I'm just running it around my clit. Not touching. I like it. Nice. Slow. Build up. Not a guy who goes in there like he's drilling for oil. Now, show me what you've learned. Let me just shuffle up and sit on your face. Oh, yes. See? You can be patient when you've got a woman who knows how to motivate you. Yeah. Just swirl that tongue around. Can you breathe okay? Just checking. Yeah, let me just lean back. Push those hips in your face and give you something to look at. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh, yes, you're eating my pussy so good. can be patient when you just get a little motivation. I knew you could do it. Maybe you've learned your lesson. Let's just... Oh, God. Let's just get down over you and just grind on that cock. Oh, yeah. Just look down. Look at he's just rubbing my pussy up and down and the head peeking out all inflamed and slick. Feels like I'm sitting on a rocket that's nearly ready to blast off. You ready to fuck? Wait a minute. You need to ask nicely. Saying get on with it isn't enough for me, thank you. Come on. I want to hear some gratitude in your voice. Oh, are you pouting? Getting all serious? Just put your pride to one side and ask nicely. Come on. I can tell how much you want to fuck your neighbor. And I can feel how much your cock is loving this. There's no point in getting all tough now. Good boy. We're going bareback. Oh, get in there. Oh, yes. Oh, that's just the perfect size. Just as good as I imagined, and you better believe I imagined you were making out with those sluts outside my door, and I was watching through the peephole, thinking that I could do a better job than her, because I knew what you really wanted. You wanted a woman who could stand up to you. Just roll those hips. Yeah. Just hold your cock. Come down on it nice and slow. And again. And again. Oh, you look like you're going crazy there. Say that again. I didn't quite hear you. Come again. You want me to let you go? Well, I don't know about that. I need some promises. First, you're not going to play silly passive-aggressive games when I have a reasonable complaint. We're going to talk face-to-face like adults. And we're going to fuck like adults. And we're going to clear the air properly. Oh, second, you're not bringing any more bimbos home at the weekend. Oh, you've got something much better next door. Third, no more noisy sex in your apartment. When you could be making it in my apartment. Got it. Good. Let's get those dice off and seal the deal with some nice big orgasms. Oh, you just couldn't wait to get your hands on me, could you? Oh, my tits. Oh, I'm getting rough. Yeah, you think I can't take it? Come on, give me what you were giving those hookup girls. Oh, you're really good. Yeah, you like what I got you. Keep going, yeah. You're gonna make me come. Oh, yeah. Get your fingers in there. To the hive. Oh, yes, 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 that's just right. Keep going, please. Keep going. Oh, you're gonna make me come. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, oh. Great. Wanna wrestle? Come on then. Oh, ain't no fair. I was still dizzy. You wanna get a bit of revenge, huh? Just pin me down on my back, arms over my head, and get my legs wide open and oh, you're gonna come? Oh, come on, creep by me. Oh, God. You're nearly there. Yeah, just thrust and oh, yeah, oh. Fuck yeah. Well, neighbor, looks like we've got ourselves a deal. So glad we could sort this out. Like two reasonable adults.